You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Guy Flaming, Taylor Menick with you as we get set to share the interview I just did not that long ago, but an hour ago with Tyler Bilton. He's the European-based scout for HockeyProspect.com, and he told us about six players that we really need to know for the 2016 NHL draft, guys who might not be highly touted at the moment. A couple of them are, but a couple under-the-radar guys that he's letting us know about. Three of them are goaltenders of the players we're going to hear him tell us about. Want to remind you, though, HockeyProspect.com is the they knock it out of the park when it comes to the NHL draft and profiling and previewing guys for the NHL draft. Of course, their black book at the end of the year is outstanding. If you want to know more about the NHL draft over the course of this season, make sure you're following them on Twitter. That's HockeyProspect.com. But their Twitter handle is actually Scouting Service, at Scouting Service. And you can follow them on Twitter. And, of course, all their guys are on Twitter as well. You can hear these segments on their website at HockeyProspect.com. And, of course, you can hear them on ThePipelineShow.com as well in our media archive. Very pleased now to be joined by HockeyProspect.com European scout Tyler Bilton. Tyler, how are you today? Thanks for doing this.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No problem whatsoever. We're excited to get to talk to you and have you educate us on a handful of European players that are eligible for the 2016 NHL draft. And I imagine these are guys you would have seen fairly recently at the Ivan Hlinka tournament or in recent scouting trips. I know you got up to Sweden fairly recently, and I'm wondering if that's where you saw goaltender Filip Gustavsson.
Actually, well, I haven't seen him a couple weeks ago. I did see him at the Hlinka.
Okay.
And I have really enjoyed seeing him play. He's got great size. He's a really good goaltender. He fills up the net really well. Technically, I mean, he's a very technical goaltender. Calm demeanor in the crease, very focused. His footwork is very strong, and he sets himself and gets very square of the shot. But with Gustavsson, there's a couple of things he needs to work on. And one of the biggest things is his athleticism. And I had a good talk with his goalie coach while I was at the Hlinka with Anders Palm. And he completely agreed, saying that, you know, one of his areas is just being able to move quicker in the crease and not having holes open up. And I think that was apparent with a couple goals he had in the Hlinka where he got deeped and his five hole opens up quite quickly and pucks are getting sneaking through there. So.
I see. So, and he plays. He's at the elite level, U18 level right now, in Sweden.
Actually, he's at the J20.
J20.
He's playing with Luleå, and they had their first game this week, but he backed up.
Okay. Now, is that a concern moving forward about ice time for him?
I think it will be. I think he really needs to make sure he's getting as much ice time as possible with the J20 team. I know he got a call up, was it last year, the SHL, but I know Oscar's a pretty good goalie too, and so they're going to give him a look. So he'll be back for crease time this year for sure.
Okay, not a guy we're expecting to see at the U20 World Junior in Helsinki, but potentially for the World U18s in April?
Yes, potentially for sure.
Okay. Let's move on to a goaltender from the Czech Republic. Another, I wouldn't say he's a big goaltender. He's listed at 6 foot and 170 pounds, but Josef Korinar, and maybe I'm mispronouncing that. It might be Korinash with some of the Czech or Slovak guys. What can you tell us about him?
Josef, I really liked him at the Hlinka. He was very quick. He's very sound. His footwork is absolutely incredible. It's impeccable. He's very quick. He's very structured in his footwork. He's got a lot of patience on the pokes and a lot of patience on shots, especially down low, which is great. And I had the opportunity to coach against him recently, and seeing him up close was even better. He's just so precise in his footwork, and there's just so much power. You can see he's got a lot of strength in his core as well, which is really impressive as a goalie coach to see someone who moves like that. However, sometimes he can over-push and push himself out of position, which, of course, isn't that great for a goaltender. And he also playing the puck was one area of concern for him as well. And I saw him on a smaller ice surface most recently. And he's taken too much time to move the puck. He almost passed the puck right to our team and it gave us an open net. So that's one area he's got to really work on. But other than that, though, he's got a lot of potential just with his footwork in itself. And and is calm. He's got a lot of focus in the crease, too. It's really nice to see.
The sheet I'm looking at doesn't say where he's playing this year. Last year, he played 5 games at the U20 level and got lit up. His stats, not very impressive. He played 23 games at the U18 level and pretty decent numbers. Do you know where he's at this year?
Yeah, he's at Yalova. He's at the J20 level. He's already played a couple games, and his stats are looking pretty good. He's already got above a 9.2 save percentage.
Okay. All right. So he's having a bounce back year at a higher level. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Let's go to Peter Kotitek, and again, not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but unless he's had a sudden growth spurt, this is a tiny guy.
Yeah, he's very undersized, you know, and that's one thing I saw right away, and I didn't really watch him a lot in the first game against Canada at Telenka, but there were just a lot of things that kept popping out with what he was doing right, and after a good viewing of him against Switzerland, I just really, really like what this guy brings on the ice and also on the bench as well. He's definitely a leader on the bench. He's always patting his guys, giving his guys a high five, always talking to his teammates. The biggest thing on the ice is that he just works really, really hard away from the puck and on the puck. And he had some really good chances setting up his teammates, some great passes too. He's able to find his players through some hard seams. But the biggest thing, he's always moving his feet. He's got a great work ethic away and with the puck. And against Canada, you know, got a good shot off on that too. You've been shrugging off a checker and got a hard shot on that, which Czech didn't have a lot of shots that game. I believe 5-on-5, they only had 20 or 9 shots on that, which is pretty impressive when he's got some big defenders on him. So yeah, his size is a big factor, but I don't really think that's going to be a big issue with him as long as he's working hard and taking the game really well. He logs a lot of key minutes. The coach has used him. With a little time left in each game, you know, he's the one taking the draw, making sure he's trying to win it. And then I've been following him so far, and he's in his first 3 games at the J18 level, he's already got 10 points. He's leading his team in points so far, so he's off to a good start this season, which means he'll probably get a jump up to the J20 level too this year.
I wonder. I mean, a lot of these guys, the Czechs and the Swedes that we're talking about, any sense of guys who are willing to come to the Canadian Hockey League, or is that something that ever comes up?
It does come up, actually, and actually, when I was up in the Czech Republic, I talked with a couple of coaches, and that's always in the back of their head. A couple of coaches I talked to used to play in the Canadian Hockey League, and so their players are very aware of it, and I think it's definitely an option for them. So and they're always something in the back of their head as an option.
All right, so maybe Peter Kotitek is a guy we should consider for that. Let's go back to Sweden with another forward, William Fahlström. And I'm guessing he probably played in the Ivan Hlinka this year as well. Oh yeah, and he put up some decent numbers too.
Yeah, he had a pretty good year. And my first viewing of him was last year actually in the J20 playoffs. He's playing against Farstad, against Oliver Shillington or Kylington as you call it. And he was really good in the playoffs last year, and that's what really stood out to me in my first viewing. He's one of the youngest guys on the ice. He was on the first line. And the way he played, it looked like he's been playing at level for 3 years at the J20 level. The puck confidence this kid has is pretty incredible. And he's really strong in his feet. He's got a really good stride. He gets full extension of it, brings it back underneath, and really plants his foot very well. And he's not afraid to go in the corners, too. He was pretty slim last year, and he got kind of pushed around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him at the link, and it looked like he put a little bit of weight on. So he's got a good fill now. And it looks like he's making the jump over to the USHL. He's going to be playing with Omaha Lancers this year, and he's already committed to the University of Minnesota. So it'll be good for him to play on a smaller ice surface because one of the things for him is his D-zone. He really, really needs to work on his D-zone and being more aware of threats around him. And, because offensively, this kid is—he's got a lot of gift. He's quite talented offensively, but the D zone's an area we really got to work on with him.
You know, it's funny. I asked you about the CHL guys coming over to the CHL, and William Fahlström, as you pointed out, going to the USHL. The Euro goaltenders can't come to the CHL now, and are they aware of going to the USHL as a route to North America instead?
They are. I've worked a couple camps actually in Sweden, and I've talked to a few kids, and they are aware of that option as well. They're not big on it yet, but I think in a couple of years, the way the USHL is going in development, I think you might start seeing more and more European goalies popping up over there.
Growing for sure. Tyler Bilton from HockeyProspect.com, one of their European-based scouts, joining us here on the Pipeline Show today. Let's move to Adam Brizgala, another goaltender, this time with the Czech Republic, and did also play in the Ivan Hlinka tournament this year for the hosts. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's not a very technical goaltender. He's got a very unique style. He kind of reminds me of another famous Czech goaltender, Dominik Hasek, where they just kind of do what they want and just try to make it happen. The best thing with Brizgalo, though, is his compete level. He competes very hard every game. He gives it his all. He doesn't quit on any shots. He's very focused. He gives his team a lot of confidence in the net when he's back there. He's got a very awkward stance. His chest is very hunched. He shrinks himself despite being a larger goaltender, at least 6 foot. He's got 209 pounds on him, at least. But despite that, though, he still fills the net quite well. You know, he shrinks himself, and he pushes strong on that. He tracks the puck really well. You know, he's just one of these guys that just needs to get a lot of games underneath him before he can get a really strong viewing and see how he is. But after the Hlinka, I was pretty impressed with how he competed in the crease and his work ethic.
One guy whose stats actually look really, really strong over the last 3 years at pretty much every level he's played at. And it's always interesting because some of the Euros will play at U16 and U18 levels in the same year, then U18 and U20 levels in the same year. But this is a guy, it doesn't matter what level he's been at, even if he's an awkward player, he's getting the job done.
He is, yeah. And he's also been playing at a pretty strong club, too, Sparta Praha, had a pretty good lineup, and they've already played a couple games, but he hasn't got a start yet. So
okay.
I'm not sure what's going on there, but hopefully he'll get some more games this season. I like to go see him as much as I can this year.
Last player on our list to talk about today is Jakob Cederholm. We know his brother Anton Cederholm played for the Portland Winterhawks for the last couple of years, a Vancouver Canucks prospect. What can you tell us about little brother?
Well, he's not that little. That's what
true.
I can say. He's got a great size. Yeah. I just saw him play up in Linköping at a preseason tournament not too long ago. And, you know, he's such a big frame out there. He just controls the game really well. He has the ability to slow it down, rush the puck if he needs to. He makes that good first pass. He sees the ice very well. And then in the Hlinka tournament, you know, the first game, he got that game-winning goal off with just dying seconds left, showing that he can shoot the puck quite well and pick his targets accurately. He plays a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of swagger on the ice. That big frame is already pro-ready, and I'm sure he's going to get some more SHL games out there. The one area that I just really want to see him work on, and what has a little concern seeing up in Linköping, was he wasn't competing enough in the corners. He was losing some 50-50 battles racing for the puck, and he was also getting pushed around in front of the net. With a guy like that, this shouldn't happen. He should be only in the front of the net, for me at least, when I'm seeing a guy like that big. But he's definitely a top prospect for this year's draft.
A big player, almost no production, though, and that's I'm just looking at his stats line. Very little production over the last years. But one thing that does stand out, he's usually wearing a letter, so it seems to be a character guy.
Yeah, it's true. He does lead, and like I said, when he's on the ice, he just has a lot of confidence in the way he dictates the game, and that's just how he plays. I'm sure his players look up to him a lot with that. So.
Well, Tyler, we appreciate your time today. I enjoy the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. We're looking forward to you educating us on more Euros that are eligible for the 2016 NHL draft as the season goes on.
Thanks. It's my pleasure. I love listening to you guys, and I look forward to talking to you guys more this year as well.
That's Tyler Bilton from HockeyProspect.com. That conversation we had about 40 minutes before the show started tonight, because he's actually on the bench right now as we speak. Coaching a game over in Europe, so we had to pre-tape that one before the show. But we're looking forward to having him on again down the road. He's actually Canadian, that's why there's no accent, living in Europe. And I think he told me he's got friends that live in Sweden, so he's traveling all over the place. That's why he's able to take in all these games. So it's going to be a great asset for us and for HockeyProspect.com as well. All right, when we come back, we are going to tee off on our WHL team previews for this weekend, and two of them coming up back-to-back. Tonight's Edmonton Oil Kings opponent, they're in the spotlight next. Who's that? We'll tell you when we return. This is the Pipeline Show on TSN 1260.